choice wholesale beef value climbed to its highest level since June. Lighter carcass weight suggests continued marketing currentness for feedlots. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 2nd of November. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade for the week began to take shape Thursday on light to moderate trade and moderate demand in the Western Corn Belt. Early live sales there were a dollar higher than last week at $113 to $114 a hundredweight, with dress sales steady at $180. Although too few to trend, there are a few early live trades in Nebraska at $114, which was steady to a dollar lower than last week. Cattle futures firmed on Thursday, mostly retaining gains from the previous session, along with increasing wholesale beef values and the promise of steady to higher cash fed cattle prices. Strength was also attributed to lighter carcass weights as a barometer of marketing currentness. According to USDA's actual slaughter under federal inspection report yesterday, steer carcass weights of 894 pounds for the week ending October 20th were 5 pounds lighter than the previous week and the previous year. Heifer carcass weights of 826 pounds were 5 pounds lighter than the previous week and 3 pounds lighter than the previous year. Live cattle futures closed an average of 49 cents higher. Except for 17 cents lower in spot November, feeder cattle futures closed an average of 49 cents higher. Wholesale beef values were higher on choice and steady on select, with moderate to fairly good demand and light offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice box beef cutout value was $1.62 higher Thursday afternoon at $218.55 a hundredweight. Select was 22 cents higher at $204.25. Feeder and calf prices remain mixed at the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers weighing less than 800 pounds sold $1 to $4 lower at Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, where there are 5,381 head. Steers weighing more than 800 pounds sold steady to $2 higher. Feeder heifers traded $1 to $4 higher. Steer calves sold steady to $6 higher, while heifer calves sold $3 to $5 higher. At Ogallala Livestock Auction in Nebraska, though, steer calves weighing less than 500 pounds sold $3 to $6 lower. Steers weighing 500 to 5.5 sold unevenly steady, $3 higher at 575 pounds, but $2 lower at 600 pounds. Heifer calves weighing more than 500 pounds sold $2 to $7 higher. There were 5,365 head on offer. Finally, yearling feeder steers and heifers sold mostly steady at Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, where there are 3,176 head. Steer and heifer calves there sold $2 to $5 lower. Cash bids for grains and soybeans were higher Thursday. Analysts with the Daily National Grain Market Summary explained corn shipments are up 76% from a year ago, still a bullish pace, but sales have dropped off the past few weeks. They added that sales and shipments of soybeans were bearish last week. As well, wheat exports remained 21% below last year's pace. Wheat bids were steady to 8 cents higher. Soybean bids were 30 to 44 cents higher. Sorghum bids were 6 and a quarter cents higher. Corn bids were 3.5 to 10.5 cents higher, while corn futures closed mostly 1 to 3 cents higher. Major U.S. financial indices closed sharply higher again Thursday, buoyed by positive quarterly earnings as well as a more positive outlook for trade talks with China. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 264 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 28 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 128 points. Lower same-store sales and lighter traffic pressured the Restaurant Performance Index 0.9% lower to 101.1 in September, according to the National Restaurant Association. More specifically, according to the report, the decline was primarily the result of a pullback in the current situation indicators. The current situation index, which is one sub-index comprising the overall index, declined 1.7% in September to 100.6, That sub-index accounts for same-store sales, traffic, labor, and capital expenditures. In addition, the folks at the Restaurant Association say that 23% of restaurant operators expect economic conditions to worsen in 6 months, the highest level in 2 years. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 2nd of November. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.